What's up? Grill and Chill Podcast. Chef Mac B. Mac Smoking Barbecue on IG. And I'm here with a group of folks that I'm super, super close with. My boy Matt, his wife Sharnay. I even got my baby on the podcast. Today's topic, what'd you say? Come on out of the kitchen. Anime.
Come on.
The great food debate. Food arguments that are so strong, it can break up relationships. You know, every week I usually get my drink of the night, of the weekend for my barbecue projects. We sipping beer. We got some Stella Artois. Got some Long Island iced tea. We got some Coors Light. We got the Silver Bullet. Matt, Sharnay, how you feeling?
Feeling good.
I was going to say something else.
No, I'm feeling good. This is going on Spotify, right? Apple Podcast. It's going on Google Podcast. We posting. It's going to be nationwide.
No, I'm feeling good, man. Appreciate it.
No hoes barred now. Go on, say it. This is not an R. This ain't an R&B group. This ain't an R&B group, so we're not the Whispers.
That's the first thing I thought about.
So, I'm gonna give you the first one before we go down this list, because one example of the great food debate. You know, we got a lot of folks in here. We're from. Sharnay is from
Illinois,
which of course is the home of the deep dish pizza. My wife and my boy Matt are from
New York.
NY till we die.
NY till you in the kitchen. We can't hear you. She said NY till we die. That's the home of the big boy pizza. I'm from DC. I like them all. I'm fat, greedy, hungry. But when it comes to pizza, some people like to fold it. Some people don't. Some people use a knife and a fork when it comes to pizza. How would you debate that? Do you fold your pizza? Do you use a knife and a fork?
I need to fold my pizza.
I gotta fold my
pizza. You gotta fold it.
Why fold it?
Well, if it's your regular commercial pizza, like your Domino's, your Pizza Hut, nah, them slices are small, so we ain't gotta fold them.
Yeah, you get.
But if it's your New York style, your cheese dripping, mm-hmm. your good steamy, you know what I'm saying, flatbread joints.
Keep it in.
But you're from Chicago. Y'all got deep dish.
Well, you know.
Them New York style, man, you got to fold them, man. You got eat them like a newspaper.
Yeah,
you know,
and then it's like the thin crust. That's what matters. You know, because you can't really fold, like Matt said, you can't fold the pizza if it's like Pizza Hut. The crust is, to me, is thick. And then it's small. The slices are mad small. How you can't fold it.
Get all in the corners of your mouth. You know what I'm saying? You gotta fold it. You gotta, because it's too fat. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Cool. You know what
and
saying?
You should you never like use that. A fork and a knife for pizza. I just come
Some
on.
People do.
But you know, me personally, I don't fold it though. I actually do not fold my pizza. Even if I have one of the Big Johns, I can't fold it. I just pick it up.
But that's the best way.
I just pick it up with both my hands. Because
you know why you gotta fold it? I'm gonna put it to you
Hold
like
on,
that.
I'm listen.
Oh, go ahead.
I just pick it up with both my hands. I gotta taste the pizza where the bread is sitting on my tongue and the cheese is sitting on the roof of my mouth. That's how I gotta do it.
Burn them gums. I'll never forget, a while back we went with some friends to a spot called Big Pie in the Sky. No lie, that pizza slice is about like this. Mm-hmm. I still folded that pizza. So I'm gonna go with fold.
You got to. Because when you pick it up, it flop on the end. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, floppy. It ain't hard. You know,
but see, I hold it with hard. Two of my hands. I do.
All right.
So you got to fold it.
Do you call the sandwich a hero, a sub, or a hoagie?
Hero.
I'm
agree. Hero. Ketchup on the hot dogs or no?
Oh, definitely.
What kind of hot dog?
What's a hot dog without ketchup?
What kind of hot dog?
Yeah, because, I mean, it just depends.
Why it depends? Explain.
Because if I got my cheddar jalapeno hot dog,
yeah,
then all I need is a little spicy mustard.
Okay.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Spicy mustard. And for me, you give me some red onions. The red onion sauce, That's your ketchup right there. You don't need no ketchup.
And you know, like I say, usually when you get them at the food, when you get them at the cart, you know what I'm saying, on the side of the street, all you get is a little bit of relish.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? You put a little bit of relish on that thing.
Well, see, I'm a sauce person, so
maybe a little sauerkraut.
I gotta have my ketchup.
Gotta have your ketchup.
Depending on what kind of dog you got.
Deep dish pizza or thin crust?
Deep dish.
I don't like deep dish.
You don't like deep dish?
I like it. I like it. If I want Italian food, it depends. I go to Olive Garden.
It depends what mood I'm in.
No,
I like deep dish. I'm not. And I do like deep crust.
I like thin crust.
You like thin crust?
Well, actually, I like hand toss.
Hand toss is good.
I'm a hand toss, but I'll take a thin crust over deep dish.
Yeah.
I'm thin crust all day, and I might take I'll take a hand crust. I mean, hand toss every once in a while.
All that tomato sauce, all that extra, I don't really buy it.
Okay, this is a regional debate. Salt on your watermelon.
Oh, heck no.
I never even heard of that.
I've never heard of that. But I read that. Salt on watermelon.
No, that's that millennial stuff.
Give it to me like it is.
I don't fool with that. Yeah. You put no salt? Watermelon don't come with salt on it when it grow? Ain't no salt on no watermelon.
French fries in your milkshakes?
Say what?
French fries with your milkshake.
I heard of that, but nah.
Never tried it?
In your milkshake? Like you put it in your milkshake?
Use it as a dipping. French fries and milkshake.
That's stupid.
You never tried it?
That's stupid. That's not stupid.
I'm not gonna lie, sweet and salty. She turned me on to that. A Frosty from Wendy's.
I do Wendy's.
I'm about to say, what y'all do? Steak and
Frosty,
Shake or something?
No. Wendy's Frosty. Wendy's Frosty. My fries have to be like straight out the grease.
They gotta be fresh. It's like a sweet and salty.
Yeah.
It's shockingly, it's actually good. So fries and milkshakes for me, yes. It don't leave me like that. It's weird.
I'm a hard pass.
It's weird.
That's gonna be a no for me.
That's like we went to Jersey one year, and her brother Nashawn took us to a donut spot, and I was like, "What's your best donut? Bacon maple donut." Like bacon on a donut that don't sound. He's like, "Don't knock it till you try it. It's the best seller." He said, "I'm gonna get this one free. And you tell me what you think." Man, I had three. And end up finding the recipe for a cupcake and made the cupcake for it.
Well, see, shakes are good by themselves, and then fries are good by themselves. You ain't no need to elevate the both of them. You ain't gotta mix.
But it's good, though. I have to admit, it's shockingly good.
I mean, I heard of some weird combinations.
Which one?
I knew... A lady that actually she went to Popeye, what was it? Bojangles. And you know that little that cream that they put on their Bo-Berry biscuits? That little icing? That icing?
That's good.
She wanted that on her fried wings. She ordered three fried wings and she wanted that drizzled on it because it was a sweet and salty thing too. She said sweet and salty was good to her. I don't know. It was a weird combination, but that's what she did.
It probably was good.
I don't know. I ain't asked for it. I mean, I just thought it was weird. Like, you know, people who do stuff weird stuff, to me, they just weird, you know.
Here's another debate.
I don't ride in the car with them without putting my seatbelt on.
Dip your pizza in ranch dressing.
I love that.
You ain't got to do that if it come with the garlic butter.
I love it.
Which is true.
If you got the garlic butter, you ain't got to do that.
Well, not all pizzas come with garlic butter.
Well, if you got that Parmesan cheese.
That Parmesan, you good.
You sprinkle that Parmesan. Sprinkle the Parmesan. You good.
Yeah.
Ketchup on the fries or on the side?
Y'all trying to reinvent the wheel. Y'all trying to reinvent the wheel.
On the side.
On the side.
Man, don't ketchup on my fries.
No.
I like ketchup and mayonnaise mixed. On the side to dip my french fries in. Thank you.
That's bougie. That's bougie. No, that's don't nobody the, keep that much mayonnaise. So you gotta squirt. You gotta squirt. Seriously? Like you gotta squirt like 10 packs on the side, and then mix it with a spoon.
No,
it takes 10 minutes to do all.
You ain't gotta do all that.
You got your mayonnaise. You got your.
That's right.
Your
whatever amount of mayonnaise.
You ask them for a cup of mayonnaise.
Bam.
What McDonald's gonna give you no cup of mayonnaise?
If you ask for it.
You can ask them all you want.
First of all, I don't eat McDonald's. But if I go to Wendy's, I get my mayonnaise and my ketchup.
And they'll give it to you.
Well, I don't eat McDonald's like that. I'm just talking about fries. You go to Checkers, you ain't getting no mayonnaise.
Well, we're talking about real stuff. Real restaurants.
All right, now everybody get deep. Split your Oreo before you eat it or bite right into them?
Bite right into the thing.
You are a savage.
I split my Oreo.
I'm about to say, who does that? You are a psycho.
Bite bite right into him.
You bite right into him. Like, what?
I split my Oreo.
Everybody splits their Oreo.
I split my Oreo. Thank you.
Everybody splits their Oreo. Hold on, hold
on. I split before I dip. Thank you.
First of all,
who raised you?
I only eat the cookie. I don't eat the cream. My husband doesn't eat the cookie, but he eats the cream.
I eat the cream.
So he licks the cream.
No homo.
Well, I'm not homo because I'm your wife.
I'm about to say that. That ain't homo at all.
That's for the fellas.
He licks the cream and I eat the cookie.
Bad.
I feel you.
Okay.
Drop the mic.
But now with these fried Oreos, I eat it all.
She said something about eat biting all the way into. Man, you know what? Some people just like to watch the world burn. You know what I'm saying?
I
want to
taste the cream and the cookie at the same time.
That's why I married her.
Oh my God.
Sweet and salty or sour?
And on what?
You said what? Sweet and salty? You don't
like sweet and salty or sour?
Sweet and salty.
Sweet and salty.
Sour.
I'm picky when it comes to sour.
Depends on what you're talking about, though. I mean, I don't...
Sour Patch Kids.
No, I like sour. That's my go-to movie candy.
I like my Sour Patch Kids.
That's my go-to movie candy.
But I can't
man.
Do everything.
It's either Sour Patch Kids or Jolly Ranchers. If they don't have neither one, the movie's not going down.
Never try Jolly Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers was... That was growing up. That was my
I do Cry candy. Babies.
But I stopped doing hard candy and started. But after Sour Patch Kids, man, that's my go-to movie candy.
What? Give me the dots.
What?
Of course. Give me the dots.
Are you from the 1950s?
Dots and the gummy bears.
It's like Whoppers.
Whoppers are disgusting.
Whoppers.
What?
They're not Whoppers are disgusting.
No, they're not disgusting.
Whoppers
are disgusting.
No.
Whoppers are disgusting.
What are you talking about?
What?
Whoppers are the bomb. It's like, Raisinets
it's like,
are the bomb.
It's like solid powder.
No.
Raisinets are disgusting.
No, man.
No, Whoppers, come on.
I don't eat chocolate covered roaches.
Even say Whoppers,
to huh? A fast food joint, Whoppers are the best.
Whoppers are good. No, I'm talking about the candy Whoppers.
Yeah, I don't like
those.
We're not on the same page here.
I'm not on the same page.
I'm clearly thinking about burgers.
Yeah, but see, with Burger King, I can't eat Burger King. I don't like Whoppers. I don't like the flavor off the grill.
Really?
It's
okay.
Yes.
Best fast food burger.
Five Guys.
Ooh.
Five Guys hand down, yeah.
Okay.
I never had Five Guys.
Shut up.
I told you she is off, I'm telling you.
So you never had the brown bag fries?
A train wreck.
None of that.
That wasn't even on my list, y'all.
They put 600 they put 600 fries in your bag. Now it's gonna cost you $4.98 to get some fries.
Fresh cut.
But they give
fries.
You 3 pounds of fries in a brown paper bag. Ain't nothing
really?
But grease.
I have to give it to a Five Guys probably got the best burgers by far.
Five Guys.
Fresh.
Okay, I'm.
It took me only. It took me what? How long was that? 2 seconds to think of that. I had to think for a second, man.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Coke.
Uh oh,
I'm Pepsi. It depends. Am I drinking? Like liquor?
Pepsi. Pepsi.
I'll mix liquor.
Cause it's sweet. It's more sweet.
Yeah, it's a little sweeter.
Yeah, it's a little sweeter. Coke is good, but Pepsi just got that.
Coke is played, man.
Coke is good.
Played, man.
Well, because Coke I'm from good. The north, we always
have Pepsi.
Yeah.
But I'm not a soda drinker now, so I mean.
Yeah.
But I'm not a soda drinker either. But
if I had a choice,
it's Coke.
Yeah, I don't drink soda all the time, but when I do, it's Pepsi.
Pepsi that. I mean, Coke that hard cut, but.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. Drums or flats?
Drums.
Bad. I'm my sister. Drums.
Flats. Right. You can't even get the meat.
You can't get no meat. Like, you got split. You got to split.
I'm going to tell you what. Hey, bro.
You got to tear it apart, bro.
First of all.
All you got to do is go right
I know exactly what you got to do with a drum.
All right, then.
But it's
so
too much.
The flats.
No, it's not.
Hey,
it's
not. Them two bones are right. Heaven.
A heaven. You don't
them
that
two bones.
No, it's not.
No.
It's barely anything on the
table. It ain't football season if it ain't flats.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It ain't. You get more meat on a drum though.
See, type of debates that break up relationships.
No, it depends on who you buy from. Some of them flats be fat, bro.
That is true.
Some of them flats be leaky.
It depends who you get it from.
But when I'm biting, I don't want to bite in a bone. I want to just
no. But the way you tear them bones apart,
not
bro,
everybody's
that's,
flats are good. Some flats
and
be tiny.
You know some of them.
Some flats be real tiny.
Some of them drums, man, don't be. And to me, just in my personal opinion. Flats, or I don't like them fried hard. Some people like them fried hard.
I do.
So flats are a little softer than the drums.
It depends.
Drums are harder than. I mean, they hard. Yeah.
Not. Well, it depends on how you.
Naturally, to me.
Depends how you do.
Naturally, they're harder, and I don't like my. I don't like them hard like that.
But what is your top five flavors?
Top five?
Top five.
I'm about to say I can only think about five flavors.
There's plenty out there.
Honey barbecue.
Honey barbecue.
Okay.
Teriyaki. Lemon okay. pepper.
Ooh.
I even like the ranch.
Hot lemon pepper. All day.
I was going to say. Somebody say it.
I do like my mango habanero.
That's
that good. Is a little too hot sometimes, but it depends on, you know, what okay. I'm drinking.
Yeah.
So, I do like a little bit of spice.
I don't like anything spicy.
I do like a little bit of heat.
A little bit.
And that's about it. I'll get a little spicy barbecue or something. Or a little hot honey mustard or something.
Hot honey mustard's good.
Yeah.
Your favorite type of food, hands down. I'm going to say Italian for me.
I like seafood.
Seafood?
Yeah.
Seafood here.
Yeah.
I'm a lobster guy. Although it takes a little more seafood to fill you.
But I do like Italian.
But I'm a shrimp, scallop, you know, I go to hibachi all you can eat. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
That surf and turf he hitting.
Here's another one. Craziest thing ever eaten. Escargot for us.
I don't eat a whole lot of crazy.
We tried that our last cruise. Escargot.
But it was delicious.
And I'm not going to lie. Every meal we had an appetizer of escargot after we tried it the first time.
It was good. It was really good.
I don't eat snails.
Really good.
But I had them snails.
But you had it.
But it was
kind of like cooked in like a honey butter. Yeah. Like a garlic butter sauce.
Yeah.
It was really good.
But it pushed you along
and
the
it
line.
It wasn't chewy. Like,
the texture
like
of like oysters.
Yeah, but it wasn't like.
Hey, y'all ain't got to sell me. All right, I'm not having none.
It's
good.
Dude, let me tell you.
See, I bought it, try the thing once. If you like it, swallow.
Nah, I feel you.
If you like it, swallow. If you don't, spit it out.
That's what I told her. I told her I'm down to try, you know, whatever. But.
I'm not really a big crumb.
No. I try some
adventure
frog legs.
When it comes to foods. Like, gotcha. I stick with what I know. And I need to get out more on tasting different foods.
Yeah.
I've had
so
frog
I haven't
legs.
Really had anything
frog
crazy.
Legs are actually good.
Frog legs were
no,
good.
I've never tasted frog legs. I mean, I ate chitlins back in the day.
I'll eat frog legs after they're prepared and cooked.
They was fried.
If they're fresh and they do the frog and do all that, if you throw salt on it, you know the leg jumps.
Right.
I don't want to see all that.
Yes.
Of course, I done had chitlins. Granddad made chitlins. He always made chitlins.
Phenomenal.
It's like they're.
I love chitlins.
No, I don't love them, but
yes.
They all right.
Yes.
No.
Vinegar and hot sauce.
You got to be a certain type of dude to eat chitlins.
It's been a long time since I had them.
You got to be a certain. You got to have grown up a certain type of way.
I grew up with my mom cooking chitlins, and I never ate them.
Yeah, frog legs. I had a little bit of sushi, a little raw sushi.
Oh, sushi's the bomb.
I don't like raw sushi.
I don't like raw sushi.
I like cooked sushi, but not raw sushi.
Favorite snack, hands down.
I like Ritz crackers.
Ritz crackers?
I like Ritz crackers.
That's your favorite snack?
I mean, I...
What kind of snack is that?
I mean, I don't know. That's a snack I eat, though.
Do you eat it with cheese?
I can do it with some cheese and some peanut butter. I just take a tube of crackers down in my den and I chill, bro. I just eat the tube.
I like
popcorn. Popcorn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a potato chip girl. So you give me some chips.
Chocolate chip cookies will probably be my favorite snack for me.
No, see, that's too much, like, that's too sweet. I don't do sweets like that.
If I did salty, it'd be the Sweet Heat Chips by Golden Flake.
I don't even know what that is.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
You
what
know
that
the
is.
Sweet Heat.
You said
barbecue.
By Golden Flake, like they wrote a book. I don't know.
Yeah, they did. They write a book of chips.
I don't know. I eat Doritos. I like Doritos.
What flavor?
The cheese.
Best flavor of Doritos. Debate.
The purple bag.
Is that
no.
the sweet? The purple bag. The spicy one.
Yeah, I like that.
That's the best one. I'm about to say.
What's that purple bag? The spicy.
That's the best one.
The spicy jazz or whatever. Yeah, something
that's
like
the
that.
Bag.
No, that's not spicy nacho. Purple
no.
is not spicy nacho.
So which one is the spicy nacho?
It's some type of Thai or something. Some
no, it ain't. It ain't.
Chili.
No, yeah, sweet chili.
Sweet
chili.
That's
chili.
The one.
That jug
that's
is
the best
good.
One.
That jug is good.
It's good, but. I'm old school, so my favorite is
Cool Ranch.
Oh, bro. Don't know. No, no. That blue plate.
It's That's old school. That's classic.
I'm about to say.
Yeah, that's always going to be.
Spicy chili, but you can't eat a lot of it.
Yes,
that's
man. Chili. You can eat, man, you eat a lot of it. Eventually, chili. It starts getting hot.
Oh. No, it starts making the stomach hurt.
Man, you eat Doritos, a lot of Doritos, period, they're going to start making your stomach hurt.
No, don't. Cool, I could tell a whole bag of Cool Ranch and want some more.
Man, I'm going to tell you
it
what.
It don't hurt me at all.
Them man. Spicy that nachos, chili, bro. I don't even need, like, I could bypass a whole meal eating spicy nachos.
Yeah,
I'm
saying, I like the regular.
Here's the next one. I think my wife won't get on me with this one. Eat quick or eat slow?
Tell me what you eating.
Food.
Well, I mean, eat at
man.
Own, eat at your own pace.
I eat fast, I'm sorry.
No, I eat fast, too.
He don't even taste the food.
Yes, I do.
He be on his second plate, and I just started biting on my chicken.
I say eat slow.
Look, if I'm at a restaurant, yeah. I'm ready to go, Chuck. I'm not trying to be up there. I'm not trying to be up there. I ate already. Like, I don't want seconds. Don't ask me for dessert. I'm ready to go.
No, what, see, what I'm check? With all of that. I do the dessert. And all
it depends on the restaurant, too. Some restaurants, I will take my time.
No, bro.
It depends which one.
Like yeah. that. In fact, when I go to a restaurant, you could bring my food in the check at the same time.
Yeah, see, no, that's just too fast.
Like I'm super straight.
If I'm at a restaurant and I'm like, it depends on who I'm with. Like if I'm with my girls, like when me and you went, we sat and we talked, we had our food,
right?
But we gotta have dessert after that.
Well, exactly. We can take this back to the house. Like I'm ready to cut my check.
But no, what's the point? What's the point?
And take it back to the house.
I'm ready to take that back to the.
Then you might as well get a takeout order.
That whole conversation. So, we can take back to the house. I'm cool with that too.
All right.
Yeah, the whole point of being in the restaurant is like. The atmosphere, like being, you know, being around you. You in the house with me all day.
I don't care about being in a restaurant. What is the thing about being
it's
in a
social.
Restaurant?
It's a social thing to do.
I don't even, but you don't talk to nobody else but me.
Exactly, but I mean, it's better.
Not true.
Like, it's better.
You don't talk to nobody else.
It's just us two and the waiter. He here and
still,
there.
But I'm going to be in the house all day long. Like, so when we go out to a restaurant, we eat and we're socializing. Like, let us enjoy that moment.
It's nice to be in a different environment.
Well, yeah. All right. I'm a doer, okay? So my thing in the restaurant, you don't really do anything. So if we have nothing else planned, like if we go on bowling, we go into a movies, I'm ready to get to that.
That's different.
If we're sitting in a restaurant at a restaurant,
that is different.
I don't. I mean, I'm not ready to get done the restaurant and then go home. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I just don't like sitting in a restaurant for 2 hours, 3 hours.
Don't nobody sit in a restaurant that long now.
Man, you be look. We sat in
the. Depends with how the own. Conversation going. How the food.
I'm goes. About to say if you order, if you still ordering drinks,
and
y'all gonna
and
be
if
there.
The bartender's on point. You gonna be there, man.
Exactly. You might be done your food, but you might be like, "Hey, bro, bring me another pitcher, bro. We straight."
All right, here's another one. What food do you eat when you're unhappy?
I'm old school, man. So
unhappy?
I just
you had your unhappy mom. Let's just say you had a long day at work. You come home, baby. You okay? No, I'm good. I'm good. I just need this.
Some chips.
And I'm good.
For
chips.
Me, chips. Yeah. So you gotta give me some chips.
I don't got no food day. Yeah. I don't got no unhappy heads. Food, man. I ain't.
I'm gonna say I'm agree with the chips. Chips is probably.
Yeah.
It's just that one food or snack that had you like, you know what? It's my happy place.
I'm about to say, that sounds like a pregnant housewife question. Like, I still eat the same. I don't care how sad I am. I'm sad, I'm happy, I'm still going to eat.
Okay.
Some Jamaican.
Ooh.
I do order some oxtails.
Okay.
Because I'm like, if I'm sad or I'm depressed, I'm in YOLO mode. Like, man, you know what? I don't even care what the $20 going to. I'm going to get me some Jamaican. I'm going to get me some oxtails.
All right, might need to do a Jamaican food podcast.
Rice and peas.
Chopsticks or spoon?
Spoon.
I don't know how to use chopsticks.
Nigga, I go with spoon.
I'm raised in New York. I don't
want to
buy no chopsticks.
I
tried one time and it slipped out the chopstick. I said, man, give me a spoon.
Don't even bring me a chopstick.
That's right.
Because you, right.
Don't
good.
Even bring me a chopstick, bro.
Spoon, fork, I use my fingers.
I know, that's
I'm
right.
I'm not using no chopstick.
You ain't got no
in
spoon.
Fact, I'm good, bro. I don't even need no soup. No rice. I'm straight. You push my salad aside. I'm good. I'm waiting on my steak and scallop.
All right. Add to your oodles and noodles or leave as is?
You can add.
That's a jail question. Ain't nobody did no time up in here. But...
Don't do me like that.
Well, I'm just saying.
That ain't no jail question.
That's a jail question.
That's a homemade noodle bowl.
Bro.
That's right.
Yeah. See, I'm okay with just plain noodles. Even if you add just maybe a A little bit of meat, maybe.
That's right. What I'm saying.
Oh, we want all that extra. No, peppers, you add
peppers, onions.
But that's the thing. You want to add peppers, onions. You want to boil an egg, cut in half, put the egg in there.
That's the jail. That's jailhouse. That's how they do it in jail.
That's like the ramen noodle bowl.
Yeah, that's how they do it in jail.
But who wants all that though?
But it's good.
Give me some noodles. Good.
Just give me noodles. That's all I want. And he be wanting the whole. A whole meal.
That's how you do it.
But your mama do that.
Nah, bro.
Just give me some seasoned salt.
Chop up some onions.
Do I say the same thing though? I say the same thing, whether it's you or my mother.
You know what?
Same thing. Just give me some noodles.
Breaks up relationships.
I'm about to say, don't be downplaying Mama Hunt like that. You know what I'm saying? She raised y'all on the noodles.
Exactly.
Here we go.
That's all she raised us on.
Burgers or hot dogs?
Burgers.
Hands down.
Burgers.
Matt, you ain't saying nothing. Burgers or hot dogs?
Don't say no hot dogs.
I'll say burgers.
That's a tough choice.
Because you said hot dogs,
it depends on mood.
I'll say burgers. Now, if you would have said sausages. Burger
sausages?
I'm about to say, if you would say sausages.
It'd be sausages.
That'd be sausages.
It'd be sausages. Burger sausages, it'd be sausages.
Because, like I say, I'm a New York guy, so them sausage dogs.
Yeah, it got to be the sausages.
Them big old. Oh, God. All right. Them something else.
Chilies with beans or no beans?
Beans. Chili's made with beans.
I don't eat chili, really.
I don't either.
Are you serious?
But chili made with beans.
You need to let mama make you some chili.
Chili good.
Oh,
with
she
beans.
Make a main chili.
Yeah, she. But she don't eat beans that much. She don't eat beans. Like, do you don't eat beans? Beans?
Only beans I eat is baked beans.
Yeah, she don't eat beans. I eat red beans.
But I don't eat baked beans. I don't like baked beans.
She don't do
baked beans. Like red beans? Okay. Like red beans and rice?
Yeah, but I can do that. But baked beans, because baked beans are sweet.
Mama makes some main chili with beans.
Okay. Yeah, we're not really a chili people. We're not really chili people.
Brown sugar or what? Syrup or
I used to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, I eat chili.
Dang.
Look, bro, I eat everything. But I don't get my hands on enough chili to eat it. Like, you can't get chili from a restaurant like that.
Oh, we need to get your hand on some chili.
I mean.
All right. Bacon all day or every day?
Every day.
All day. Every day.
All day. Every day.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon. Man, I wrap everything in bacon. Bacon for breakfast. Bacon on lunch, bacon on dinner.
Here we go. Worst mac and cheese you ever ate.
You have to name the person's name?
Oh, don't do that. Don't call them out. This is going on Apple,
homemade?
Spotify, worst mac and cheese ever made. It can be a restaurant. Now, the restaurant you can call out.
I don't know. All right. I had some mac and cheese from a place called Donnie's. You ever heard of Donnie's?
Here in Georgia?
Yeah, Donnie's is like a...
Oh, I heard it. Yeah, I heard of Donnie's.
Donnie's...
It's like
Donnie's,
a soul. It's like
a soul. They are right on different things.
It ain't a soul food.
It's not. It's not 100% soul food, but they in... But they're kind of in that category.
Mac and cheese suck.
Yeah, it ain't that good.
It was dry?
No, it was watery.
Watery mac and cheese?
Yeah, it was a little... It was like real creamy. Like real creamy. Like too much... I don't know.
Ew.
Yeah.
Best mac and cheese you ever had?
Oh.
My mother's.
I'm not going to lie. Her mama. I make a mean mac and cheese. I smoke a mac and cheese. But my mama by far.
I don't know.
Really?
Best mac and cheese.
Now, for you.
Oh, Matt, you know what?
For you, I feel like you don't do like a... Like, your mac and cheese is good. But you do more of a specialty mac and cheese, which is the smoke.
No, but when you talk about when you talk about old school...
Yeah, your mac and cheese is good, but it ain't better than mama's.
Mama, hands down. I'm gonna admit that.
Your specialty mac and cheese by far is the best, which is just smoked Gouda.
Yeah.
And all of the different cheeses, but then crumble it with bacon.
Classic.
I can do that.
Mama got that.
No, I had a dude. I knew he was a chef. He made like an 11 cheese mac and cheese.
Yeah.
11 cheese?
It was 11 cheese. I can't even name 11 cheese, but yeah, that's what he called it. 11 cheese mac and cheese. Ooh. It was good. Wait. That's I don't even know dude.
I know
Tanya
make a mac and cheese. Shout out to Chef Ye. But I don't think he make one like that.
Other than that, we went to Trent Horn house. And he had somebody make a mac and cheese over there. Remember we went over there?
Yeah.
That cheese was bussing.
I remember that one.
That mac and cheese was bussing.
Yeah.
It was gone, bro.
Was it?
So I would say those two was up there.
All right. Edge piece of the brownie or a center cut piece of the brownie?
Center.
Edge.
What?
Give me the crust.
It got nuts in it.
It depends how you like it.
I like nuts in it. I like walnuts. That matters to me.
Okay, it depends on my mood. Because By far, the center is the best.
Center, no. Yes.
I'm an edge dude.
Sometimes, I like that. You know, I like that edge. Depends on... Because some people's edges, like, they cook it too hard.
Yeah, you're right.
That is
well, true. I'm talking about the perfect brownie.
Perfect brownie, I would do an edge.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right. That's what we're going
and
with.
And then sometimes I can just be greedy and I'll get an edge in the center and keep it moving.
Right.
Oh, so you get a little bit of both. Best a little bit of both. Yeah. But I like my nuts in mine. Like, I like my you know.
See, now,
my mom's always made
nuts.
I have
nuts in my brownie.
No,
I can just have plain brownie.
No.
As long as it's nice and gooey.
Same here.
No.
But if it's dry, I mean, I don't like it either way. But if it's gooey, I'm good with no nuts.
No nuts?
Yeah. Just depends.
Corn on the cob or corn off the cob?
Corn off the cob.
Corn off.
On.
Off the cob.
Why off?
Because you can do different. You can make it. You can make your corn off the cob different types. Corn on the cob is that corn on the cob is just there. You can season it how you may want to.
Yeah, and you think about people. For me, you know, I'm. I have dental issues. You know what I'm saying? So I just can't be eating corn on the cob. You know what I'm saying? Because I bite into it and, you know, we gotta have some issues.
Bruh, so that corn on the cob, man, corn be everywhere, bro. Corn be all up. Corn on the cob is awesome.
Yeah.
But you remember, barbecue men. So barbecue men, you got it. Corn on the cob is standard.
That's true. Which, I mean, corn on the cob is delicious. And I used to eat it all the time. But, you know, you know, you get a little older, you got some dental things going on.
On
a
barbecue podcast,
have.
You can't just have like a little pile of corn right next to your mashed potatoes.
Corn, you can do sweet corn. You can do the creamy corn.
Not that I can't do.
That's disgusting.
I can't do cream corn at all. Don't give me cream corn.
Cream corn is good if you're doing a cornbread.
That's the only way I would do a cream corn.
By itself, I can't do it.
That's true.
I can't. I don't care how you do it. That's disgusting. Cream corn.
It's good with the cornbread.
Wonderful in a corn.
Inside the cornbread. Why would you ruin cornbread?
But first of all, cornbread to me is, I don't like cornbread. I don't eat cornbread because it's dry. It's always been
Mama's cornbread is good. Don't you disrespect Mama cornbread. Cornbread is not dry.
I'm not a cornbread person.
I'm not a cornbread. Cornbread is just not good to me. I don't care who makes it. I've eaten it at restaurants. I ate my mother's. I ate other people's.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not something that I would say, oh, can I have some cornbread? Now, you can give me some rolls.
Exactly. Me and you was here beginning of this podcast, and then some way, sometime along the line, we kind of drifted. You got to come back.
Yeah, cornbread, no.
Because a lot of folks don't know how to make their cornbread where I got to eat it moist.
Moist. And that's why I like corn.
Yes.
If you're out there buying boxes of Jiffy, then you ain't been having good cornbread. All right?
I have had people who made it from scratch, and it's still, to me,
it's just dry.
Just,
yes.
Yeah, like, you know, you're in the desert, you can't breathe, your throat is scratchy. Yeah, I can't.
You got to eat it with some grease.
No.
If I have to eat it with grease, then I don't want it. Give me a burger.
Put it with the fried chicken.
I don't want it. I don't want it with no grease.
Hard shell or soft shell taco?
Soft.
Hard all
soft
day.
Soft shell.
Yes.
Hard. Give me hard all day.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't.
is this a family podcast? Is this PG?
I don't.
No.
Hard shell.
Soft shell, hands down.
Hard shell.
I'll do hard shell, but I like soft shell.
I don't eat tacos.
You don't eat tacos or nachos?
Okay, but you're talking
about
me.
I do eat nachos.
Do you?
If they're in like the cheese, like the what do you call that? The queso cheese dip with the meat in it and the spice a little bit.
Okay, well, so I'm glad you told me that.
I'll eat that. Like, if you make that in a crock pot, I'll eat that. But I'm not a big taco. Yeah, that's how you make it.
See, that's how you know he don't eat tacos and nachos.
Yeah.
That's how you make it.
Should burgers have pickles?
Say what?
Should burgers have pickles?
Yeah. Sweet pickles.
Sweet pickles?
Yeah, sweet pickles.
Oh, disgusting. No.
You don't have to have pickles in a burger.
I don't think you need to have pickles.
I mean, I love pickles. All pickles except for sweet.
I mean, pickles are not a necessity. I mean, it's the last thing I would want to put. I mean, of course, you got to have cheese, you got your onions, but... Yeah.
I ain't gotta have no pickles, but if it is, it's gonna have to be a pickle or kosher. Don't put no butter. What is it? Bread butter? Those sweet pickles, don't put that on my sandwich.
It don't really make the burger to me. You can leave without it.
Sweet pickles are disgusting.
Waffles or pancakes?
Waffles.
Pancakes.
Waffles.
Pancakes. Here we go.
You know what?
Pancakes.
Waffles. Why?
To be honest. Pancakes. To be honest, I'm a French toast guy.
Have you?
I like French toast. There we go.
I do French toast before I do pancakes. All I had was pancakes and waffles.
I'm going with pancakes.
Waffles. Waffles.
No, I'm going. I'm definitely going.
Those fluffy Belgian fluffy waffles. Y'all ain't tasting them.
Belgian fluffy pancakes. Greatest cereal ever made.
Well,
Frosted Flakes.
Peanut Butter Crunch.
Frosted Flakes. Peanut Butter Crunch.
Is that a cereal?
Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
Captain Crunch.
I was gonna say Crunch.
You said Peanut Butter Crunch. I was like, what's that?
But the only true Captain Crunch people know who that is. I'm going to say Crunch Berries. I capped it.
I used to eat Cookie Crisp growing up.
Cookie Crisp is the bomb.
Real good.
No, I mean, it's all right. I can deal without.
Can't go wrong with Frosted Flakes, though.
I'm a Frosted Flakes
guy. Universal.
But that's classic. That's universal.
I like Frosted Flakes. I like Apple Jacks. I eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I will take some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is good.
Not bad.
That's about it.
Crunchy or smooth peanut butter?
Crunchy. That's the best peanut butter. Come on, New York. Give me the crunchy. Crunchy is disgusting.
What is peanut butter made of?
It's made from peanuts. But bro, if I just want to crunch on some peanuts, I'm gonna go get a container of peanuts.
Let me get some crunchy peanuts.
I'm not gonna eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and at the same time I'm crunching on it.
Peanuts going in my teeth. I don't want that. Peanut butter and jelly.
You know what? I know what it is. These folks don't even eat that many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
That's what it is.
They don't eat them that often.
I can eat peanut butter and jelly sandwich all day, but don't put crunchy peanut butter on my bread.
It's called peanut butter. It's supposed to be smooth. The butter is supposed to be smooth.
Thank you. Say it again. They ain't heard you.
Thank you.
Ain't nobody putting no butter in
peanut butter. Peanut butter is supposed to be smooth.
They like the oil on top, but they like the butter. They like that old school peanut butter, that 1945 peanut butter.
No.
All right, last three.
They like that Skippy. They eat that Skippy.
Strawberry or grape jelly?
On what? It depends on what we do.
Peanut butter jelly.
Grape.
Grape.
Grape jelly.
I'm gonna agree with that. Great.
Yeah.
Strawberry is the bomb, but I like.
I about to say the only time I would use strawberry jelly is if it was like, if it was on my bacon, egg, and cheese. It depends on what, you know what I'm saying. My sausage biscuit, I use some strawberry.
Okay.
But if it's peanut butter and jelly, I got to go great.
Sushi or no?
No.
I have to pass on sushi.
It depends what type of sushi.
Like, if I gotta pick an appetizer, I'd rather go calamari. But I'm not a sushi guy. Don't bring me no sushi. No, I'm not ordering no sushi.
I won't do the raw sushi.
I'm not paying. Now, if you give me free sushi, I'll eat it. But I'm not paying for no sushi. Sushi not that good enough for me to pay for it.
Last one. If you can eat one meal forever, what would it be? Got quiet, y'all.
One meal forever?
What would it be?
I like cheese fries. Ooh. Tacos and cheese fries.
That's surf and turf.
But you got to choose one.
That's steak and scallop. Medium.
Cheese
with some
fries.
With some pork with some chicken. What do you call it? Pork fried rice.
The crinkle cut fries.
Mm-hmm.
Or even the curly fries.
I can even do waffle fries.
I can do French fries, I can do potatoes, I can do French fries, I can do potatoes, so potatoes would be the only one.
Matt, he's still thinking.
No, I said I like my hibachi meal, man. I like
your hibachi?
I like my steak and scallops with the pork fried rice.
Only one. You got to choose one thing.
She said one meal.
One meal.
Yeah, that's my meal. Surf and turf. Steak and scallop with the pork fried rice. ginger tea.
Last?
Yes.
Forever?
Yeah, forever. Every day.
Man, give me potatoes.
Yeah.
You're going to tweet for potatoes.
He'll probably be healthier than we will, but...
Man, you get so sick. All that starch. Potatoes ain't nothing but starch.
Yeah, but it's delicious.
Man, it's so good.
It's phenomenal.
It's so good.
It's delicious. So good.
Thank you. Burgers ready?
Burgers ready. Fries almost ready. We can eat.
And we eating good over
cut
here.
Cut it off.
All right, everybody shut this down. Podcast is done. The great food debate.
See, it shows how different we are. You know what I'm saying?
Shows how different
we
ain't
agree on much of nothing.
We
know we agreed in the beginning.
No, I'm talking about me and her. Me and
Mar. Show us how
we had like one thing we agreed on.
Shows how much it can break up relationships when you don't know what you like and what you don't like.
I ain't gonna break up no relationship. You just gonna be hungry. Mm. I'm gonna eat what I'm gonna eat. Just that simple.
I do all the cooking.
Don't do it.
She about to shut me down.
You do all the cooking because
she
about to
shut. She about to shut me down.
It's a different podcast now. Y'all don't want it. Don't cut this off now. Don't cut it off. You do all the cooking because you choose to.
It's always good when you got good friends, good food, good drinks on your podcast. So thank y'all for tuning in. It's gonna be posted. I'm going to get the same crew on here soon because it's always good when you got your favorites in your podcast and you're talking smack and everything. Check out the Instagram because we got burgers today. It's about to go down. I want an egg on mine.
Okay,
yeah,
she just got out of the kitchen now.
Hold on. No, I'm going to do it.
Oh, because you cook all the time? Okay.
Get on. Bye, y'all. Bye, y'all.